this month is a very special month, and I hope you're taking your vitamins. We have a very, very robust program this month, starting this week. On Tuesday, we have the gift card program, where people from the community come and they're given a food voucher and a TTC token. We would really like to increase that, but it's based on available resources. So that's our monthly community outreach. Tuesday morning, here. And we have a few people who come to help us to do that. On Wednesday, we have worship at midday. This Wednesday, it will be the continuation of our All Souls service. We had an All Souls service on Thursday evening, but acknowledging the fact that some people do not go out at evenings, we are having one again at midday on Wednesday. So if you have loved ones who you would like to be remembered and you have not indicated that, please give us the names and we'll add to the list. And what we do at the All Souls service, we have an opportunity for you to place a flower when the name of your loved one is called. And so we had quite a wonderful occasion on Thursday evening. We're repeating it on Wednesday at midday. Next, this week as well, we have our worship at Del Manor and at Lansing. Del Manor on Tuesday morning and Lansing on Thursday. So it's a busy week. Thursday evening, if you're able, stand up, Muriel, for a minute, please. I know you don't like to be identified, but this is Muriel, and Muriel will be leading our conversation on Thursday evening. As you are aware, we've been having a series of conversations called God at the Center, Habits for Spiritual Growth. If I'm going too fast, slow me down, eh? God at the Center, Habits for Spiritual Growth. And this Thursday, Muriel will be leading our discussion. We have a light supper at 6:30, and then Muriel leads our discussion, and we're out of here by the very, very latest 8:30. So if you haven't yet joined us and you'd like to join us on Thursday, please do. Next Sunday, very, very important, we are inviting all military personnel and veterans to our Remembrance Day service, the main service at 10:30. So if you know anyone, please put the word out for us. We've sent notices, the armed forces, they've sent out their notice to all of the forces in the Toronto area. We have no idea who will show up. But as the young people reminded us this morning, we need to be prepared. So ushers, please get here a little early, and all who are on duty, let's get here a little early next Sunday so that we don't know what might happen. We might have 10, 15, 20 persons show up and we have to be ready to greet them. And we'll have an enhanced coffee hour. I'm not sure what that looks like, but an enhanced coffee hour. We'll have someone take up the wreath. We'll have the Canadian flag, the usual opportunities to show respect to those who serve our country. Next Sunday, Remembrance Day service. On Wednesday, for those of you who were parishioners in the days of Don Beattie, does anyone remember Don Beattie, the Canon Don Beattie? Well, his wife Barbara will be here to join us for our Wednesday service. And for those of us at St. Paul's Lamoureux, knew Jennifer very well because she was our Sunday school superintendent. And of course, people who went to Wycliffe College know Barbara from Wycliffe. So if you are able to come, we have a special little welcome back for Barbara on Wednesday at the 12 o'clock service. So I think I've covered everything. There's lots more in the bulletin. As I said, take your vitamins this month because it's going to be one of those months. And may God bless each and every one of us. We have a reception downstairs. So I hope our friends from Lamoureux will stay for a few minutes and everyone else come for a few minutes to join us for coffee. Thanks be to God. and thanks for worshiping with us today.